when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This ad is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. One thing Nat and I do well is have fun. Fun is our chance to let loose, be silly, connect with friends, and live in the moment. Whether it's in our backyard with family and friends or on tour with all of you, we will never skim on a fun time. And you know who else doesn't skim? ByHeart, especially when it comes to your babies. ByHeart is the only American-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed whole milk without a drop of skim. Whole milk is full of healthy fats like naturally occurring MFGM, which play an important role in babies' brain development and growth. And you know what else they don't skim on? Protein. Their patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk thanks to the two most abundant proteins found in breast milk, plus broken down proteins. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code unfiltered20 for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I think it's important for adults to never really lose grasp of our own beginner's mind. You know, I mean, I didn't write these things down thinking, hey, this is going to be great for my 10-year-old, 8-year-old child.
Right.
Not for me. And then looked at it and was like, oh, how about that? But I was talking to my 8-year-old self. I was looking through the lens of when I was 8 and 10 and 12 and 15, and then looked at it and I thought I had a nice song for myself. And then looked at it, oh, actually, this is might be worth useful to share, because I noticed other children and youngsters all the way up to older ages were going through and needed a little context, just a reminder of the context. It's in that would allow us to be properly lenient with others and ourselves. This book's about forgiveness. Just because, what is it? Just because I let go doesn't mean that I stopped climbing.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, hello.
Thank you for waiting for me. I think I'm about 8 minutes tardy to class.
We're more than happy to wait for you. There's no fire going.
No fire?
No, behind you.
No,
behind you.
No. Down in Texas, we're not chilly. We're not that chilly yet. We're just coming out of 46 days over 100 degrees.
Okay. We're from Canada. There is always a fire on if you are from Canada. Even if it's hot out, there is a fire on.
I've got a very good friend, Canadian, Michael Rapino, Live Nation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Canadians, we're good people.
Yeah, we all know each other, too.
Canadians,
yeah,
tiny good town. People.
Are you tired of talking yet?
No. And if I was, I wouldn't say it. As my buddy said, if something gets uncomfortable, he always said this, John Chaney. He's like, man, I don't want to do so-and-so. He goes, well, it won't hurt as much if you say it, quit.
Yeah.
So
Truth. I like that. But for us, we talk
I'm not
the
tired of talking.
Okay, so you wrote a book called Just Because.
Yeah.
And is this?
I feel like we would intro you usually, but I don't know if we need to. I like.
I don't think anybody doesn't know what you guys got. Everybody knows.
Wait, but I will tell you totally transparently. I told my husband that we were doing a podcast we did today, and my son overheard. Who's 11? He's like, who's that? I was like, right. You're 11. You might not know that yet. So, you know, they're into the YouTube world of that life of like not knowing people yet. They just know things on in the world, not necessarily people. So we'll work
they
on
They know
that.
Their parents and their teachers.
They're yeah, that's it. And their friends on Snapchat.
Is the book, did you write the book based on being a dad and having kids?
Not initially. Initially, it was just a dream I had, and I had this little ditty of a song in my head, and I woke up and started writing down the verses. Then I looked at them and was like, oh, this is a lot of stuff my children are wrestling with. This is a lot of stuff I talk to parents about that their children are wrestling with. And I looked at it and I was like, oh, I needed these reminders too. And so then I picked out the couplets that I thought were relevant for younger readers. It already rhymes. We put some illustrations in the book to make it even more digestible and sort of a innocent and fun read for youngsters. And there it is, Just Because.
Can you sing it?
Oh, yeah. It's on Jimmy Fallon last night. And we wrapped the entire thing.
Oh, I think that'd be so cute because you know how kids also, like, they can't remember anything unless it's a song. This could be like their little anthem that they remember.
And I'm about to put out a challenge for everybody to make your own ditty. But on a... it does. It's an easy rhyme. I'm actually putting out a post here shortly about having everybody make up your own riff, your own rhyme, your own rap to it, and send them in. So you read it. Just because they threw the dart don't mean that it's stuck. Doom, doom, doom. Just because I've got skills don't mean there is no luck. Doom, doom, doom.
Okay, we're gonna do a duet, and we're gonna send it in like an audition.
No, you're good at that. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, yeah.
That.
No, you're. Right. You can be background.
No, I'll make the noises. I'll do like that. I'll try my best. I'm good at that though.
But we love so many of the like their little life lessons, and especially we have 7 kids, and we're always trying to teach them that like you don't fit into a box, and just because you know, just like you said, sometimes things happen. It doesn't mean that's who you are. We also try to tell them that like just because you're this today, it doesn't mean you can't be something else tomorrow. You can change your mind.
Because also, like, you have kids, so you know, they change, like, within the week. Like, yeah. So one day there's something, and then the next week they're, like, in 2 years from now, you're like, do you remember that person? Like, you don't even know who they are. But as parents, how did you not keep them into that? Like, you know, you kind of think their personalities are finite when they're younger. You think, like, oh, my kid is shy or my kid is this, because you see that when they're younger. Did it take, were you like that you changed and you saw that? Or is that your kids that you saw constantly changing? Like, what is that you knew that mindset?
Mainly my kids, because now I've got a 15-year-old. And we were more like that with him when he was first born, because, as you all know, when you first have a kid, you learn it's more DNA than you thought. But then as well, they do change. I've seen major changes and talk to him all the time. Do you remember when? Yeah, I do remember that. And then to talk to him about going, don't be embarrassed about that time. Because already getting to that time, like, oh, I was so into, I don't know, Elsa at that time. I don't like that in music. But no, that was good. That was fine. That was a stage. That was a cool run. You may not be into that now, but don't dismantle that like only getting older means everything in the past that you were was not worthy. Or it was a good run. So to let them know, look, youth and they're like the liberal arts, try things out. I've got a child that, you know, going to play a sport, volleyball. Didn't want to. I'm like, why did you want to? It's like, well, I feel pressure. Like, this mean I got to be a pro at volleyball? They're like, no, you ain't got to be a pro. Just go play it. It's some physical activity. If you like it, keep on playing. Give us a year. If you don't, we'll find something else next year. But they think they have to be more absolute. What are you going to be in life?
Yeah.
I'm going, hey, man, I'm 53, guys. I'm still working on it myself. You know what I mean?
I know.
So especially these early years, you don't have to lock into something because you're going to miss out.
Did you say that when you were growing up, you always wanted to be older?
I did. Elder was.
I read that, and then I was in the car with my son driving to school this morning. We drove by all these teenagers, and like he was looking at the teenagers, and they all had the hair, and he's like, "I wish I could be a teenager so
Like, I know what I'm going to look like. What do you think I'm going to look like? Do you think I'm going to be tall? Do you think I'm going to look like him? And it was funny because you had said, like, you try to convince your kids not to think about when they're being older, but like living in it here right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I mean, I can't. There's no way to, I don't think, to get them to be absolutely 100% present and enjoying exactly the age they are. I think we all want to be older. It's a future projection. It's like the freedoms you get, the independence you get, the amount of choice you get. And when you get older, for me, ultimately, it was about two things. One, my older brother, Pat, was my hero. And he, to me, was so cool. I wanted to be cool.
Yeah.
Like my older brother, Pat. Secondly, I wanted to be a father. I knew that was my dream in life, to be a father. Well, that meant being older, like my dad.
Right.
So those are things I look forward to. And do I look back and go, did I miss some years? Maybe. Maybe. I did. And I'm just trying to get, as things are moving so much faster, even for our kids now than they were for us, I'm trying to just go take the pressure off of this projection of, oh, I've got to be this, or I can't wait to be this. Well, don't miss out on where you are right now, because that's coming. That's coming no matter what.
I know. We're sitting here and like, I don't want to get older. I want to turn back time and how easy your life is when you're little. And just to know, because they think that the freedoms and like all the excitement comes when they're older, but that comes with all the responsibility that they're going to get too.
Yeah. I mean, they'll see. They're already starting, you know, mine are at the age now where they're starting to realize, hey, there's only 24 hours in a day. I got a lot of stuff I like to do. I got a lot of stuff I want to do. And I'm starting to learn that I have to sacrifice not doing this if I want to do this. Because it seemed like before 10, there was enough room to do everything. And it was like, I want more. What's got more meaning? Now they've got some things that mean something to them. And they're having to go, well, if you want to do that, if you want to pursue that, that means you're going to have to sacrifice this. And that's good for responsibility, time management, making a choice. And then going, make a choice. It doesn't really matter. If you choose the wrong one, it'll reveal itself. You can go back to the other. You got time. You know, if you make the wrong choice or you end up pursuing this and you end up going like, you know what, that's not what I want to do. It's fine. Now's the time to try those things out.
Let's take a quick break and I'm coming right back.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last-minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/catandnat today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/catandnat.
Yeah, you make bad choices. Make the wrong decisions, how you learn.
You say, like, I like when you say, like, make the bad, you will make bad choices. We all make bad choices. That's how we learn and grow. But do you think it's mistakes or choices or, you know, because your book is kind of like nothing's finite, right? Everything's sort of the moment. You don't have to be what you were yesterday, which means you can be something different tomorrow or in a year from now. Like, that's got to help with mistakes or when you feel like, you know, a lot of kids now, when they fail, they feel like they have epically, it's their world because they it's don't over. Have the outside world. They have nothing else to compare to. And it's devastating. That's do you so think that we can teach them?
That's a wonderful arrogance of youth, isn't it? To actually, yeah. One of our failures means dun, 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 dun. But it's true. We do feel that pressure and kids do feel that. You know, I talk about what is one in the book, you know, I don't even know if this one's in the book, but they screw up today. Or you just because you failed doesn't mean you blew it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's that idea that, yep, yeah, own up to that. A lot of that courage, owning up to a failure is a big one. Own
yeah, up but adults that. Can't do that.
That's you know what you got. Yeah. It. They go, okay. And then they go, are y'all mad at me? Or is it over? Does it mean you don't love me? No, of course we love you. Now, thank you for owning it. Now let's make reparations. Let's turn the tide. Let's make up for it tomorrow. We're back on even to go that's just part of life. But if you didn't come on up to it, we're dealing with that one. You know, it's not. If you didn't own up to it, it's going to catch up. And if it catches up later and you've got a whole bunch of little failures and fibs that you told them, things you got away. When it catches up, the consequences are going to be a lot more dire later than if we just deal with it right now.
Yeah. And,
yep. Bad day today. We bogeyed. Let's go birdie tomorrow. Get back to even par. Come on.
I feel like all the little, what are they called? What's the word for that starts with a C?
Couplet.
The little couplets are all little lifeless. Because I read the word and then I had to like Google what the word meant.
Couplet.
It's French. It's like us.
It's a couplet. No, I'm not French.
I was like, they're all like little life lessons, though. Like, we don't have little kids anymore. Who is the book? Like, what's the age for? Because those little couplets are things that we're still trying to like teach our kids now that are like 15, 14, 13, 12, 11.
It's things I'm still trying to teach myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's where I think the prime spot for the book is a conversation between a parent and their children. I've had more conversations with my 15-year-old about it than I've had with my 10, but my 10 reminded me last night, he's read it 3 times and he's now letting me know things he remembered that go on in his life. And he's bringing them up to me. He's 10. It's not above. I don't think it's too early for any age, but in a fun way, I'm finding out from a lot of adults, it's not too late for any age either.
No. And it's like when you go through them, even asking them like, what do you think this means? Like, or give me an example from your life. That's like this.
They've got a couple of schools that are trying that with the book, going through and going to students. Give me an example where you've been in a situation like this, where you felt this way, but the actual reality was this, or you did this thing that the next day you regretted it. Or you labeled somebody something when you found out later it wasn't fair to do that because I didn't really know who they were. Give me a situation where you've maybe forgave somebody, but did not continue to trust them. Give me a situation where you forgave someone and trusted them and got burnt three times more.
Mm. Also empathy, like give me a time when you could feel what someone else was feeling, right? Like so much of it also is also like, I think that that's a skill we don't teach that well. It's, you know, we're so, this society so much about our perspective, yeah, our feelings.
There's a bunch of them in there, Beth. There's just because you can choose doesn't mean they have a choice.
Mm.
There are, all the kids are getting an ice cream, but the one kid doesn't have any change in his pocket.
You know, don't you feel like this is so much easier for kids to grasp than adults? Like, don't you feel like adults want like black and white, finite, like right and wrong?
Give them a title. Put them in a box.
Don't you feel like this is such a hard concept for older people because they're stuck in like gray is scary and hard because it makes room for other opinions and other ideologies. I feel like it's harder for us to teach and to grasp than it is for children. I feel like children live in this world. I feel like they're constantly questioning, being like, but what about this? What about that?
I think it's important for adults to never really lose grasp of our own beginner's mind. You know, I mean, I didn't write these things down thinking, hey, this is going to be great for my 10-year-old, 8-year-old child.
Right.
Not for me. And then looked at it, was like, oh, how about that? But I was talking to my 8-year-old self. I was looking through the lens of when I was 8 and 10 and 12 and 15. And then looked at it and I thought I had a nice song for myself. And then looked at it, oh, actually, this is might be worth useful to share. Because I noticed other children and youngsters all the way up to older ages were going through and needed a little context, just a reminder of the context it's in, that would allow us to be properly lenient with others and ourselves. This book's about forgiveness. Just because, what is it? Just because I let go doesn't mean that I stopped climbing. That came to me as an antidote for an analogy about forgiveness. We always think that, oh, if you forgive, if you let go, you're recessing, you're going back. Well, no, a lot of times forgiveness can be how we evolve, how we ascend, how we move on, how we rise.
Do you feel like when you were a kid, you knew these lessons, or just looking back on them now, you can really see how important they are?
Looking back, I don't feel like I knew them then.
No,
I can look back and maybe try to remember my mom and dad trying to teach me some of them in different ways, but to get them down to a couplet and a picture that's kind of very, literal or funny, or they could see that the kid can see themselves in the situation, that I never got. And that's part of what I'm kind of proud about the book, is I got it down to couplets with a simple couplet with one visual. It's kind of easy to digest.
Yeah. How many times do you have to lie to actually be a liar?
Good question. Because that one, a lot of people like to talk about. We've all, I think, deem someone a liar or ourselves a liar when actually it was a one-off. It was a weak moment. I tried to get away with it. Gosh dang it. Bah. Yeah, my bogey, I got caught. You're right. Won't do that again. Now, a lot of times that means I just lied, and you can reframe it and go, no, you just lied. I just lied. Okay, now we can come back together. You and I can go, okay, sorry about that. And you can take me back in and we can have a relationship. You call me a liar, you're casting an umbrella over my entire character, who I've been, who I am, and who I'll always be. Ooh, those become fighting words. I'm going to defend myself. We're not coming back together on that. Now, if I go, yeah, I lied. That's right. Thanks for, I just lied to you once, but I do it again. Oh, is this maybe a character? I do it three times. Oh, this seems to be a character trait of you, Mr. McConaughey. That I'd say in the relationship, that's not worth your time anymore. That person is a liar to you. Don't be one.
Three times.
Why tell me him three times? I mean, but there's certain ones, that relationship that you go, someone has, it seems to have a chronic problem. You want to help rehabilitate them over and go, dude, cut it out. Right. You know what I mean? I'm tired of this because it's costing me, and you're not respecting me enough to tell me the damn truth, because what you're telling me, I'm taking away with me as a fact. Now I'm looking like an ass. Because I'm believing you. So cut it out.
Yeah.
Now, if you keep,
and you know, from
defender,
and for the the parents that are reading the book, putting a label on your kid sometimes is going to make them live up to that potentially negative title. So we have to be careful when labeling them too.
Let's take a quick break.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Especially now, we really have to watch labeling, because you know how it is. We find out years later what they took in and they remembered word for word.
Everything.
I didn't know you locked into that one. You know what I mean? So we have to
watch
labels. You know what I mean?
And we talk about them like they're not there. That's what parents do. They talk about them even though they're right there in the other room, and they're listening to it. Like, they're so shy. They're like not that shy, but then they become shy and you're like, oh, why did I do that?
I heard a cool thing. A friend of mine said he does this, and it's sort of it's slightly manipulative, but it's kind of cool.
Okay, yeah. We love this.
When you know your kids are in earshot, but they don't know that you know, compliment them on some stuff.
Yes.
Wasn't that really cool? That Lucian came in here and did the dishes this morning. We didn't even ask. That was so good. Man, he's more responsible dude, man. That was cool, man.
Yeah.
And like, don't let them know that you know.
Yeah,
we do that all the time. And you're like, oh, I didn't know you were there.
They walk in. Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know that was you.
Don't tell your siblings I was talking about you like that.
But Kat, why don't you ask them what you want to ask them?
When we were reading your book, I said, but a killer is a killer. A killer didn't kill.
She wants to know if a killer is a killer.
Yes.
From the author himself. Let's hear it.
Is a killer a killer? Look, there are people that have had one-off kills that didn't kill again. You know what I mean?
Okay.
There has to be room for rehabilitation if someone sincerely wants and is going to put in the work to resurrect themselves if they deem themselves. Look, other times you have people just doing stupid things because of ignorance.
Yes.
That I almost applaud more, because I'm like, oh shit, they didn't know better. Now I can work with it. What's scary is the one that knows better and then goes off and does something like, dude,
right.
Choice. You knew the consequences and you made the evil choice. Look, I'm not going to throw a label on someone until I see that they're a repeat offender. And I'm going to judge them. When two people come together, the person who has done the unto, whether it was the lying or the killing or the crying, you go to them and you give them a chance to work for their amnesty. Not everyone gets it. Not everyone
should. No.
Not everyone wants it. Not everyone's willing to do it. That's up to us to measure. a lot of times situationally with that person. Are you my good relationship? Am I going to, do I trust that enough to keep you in this relationship in my life? Or is this bad character trait you got? You know what? Done with you. Forgive you. Don't trust you. Later.
I mean, your book is like, everyone needs to get the book. So I feel like it kind of is like you should read it around a dinner table yes. with friends and then play the game of have you, did yeah, yeah. you, it, are they, when are they, right? Because everyone's going to have a different answer. Like, I think a killer is a killer at one, but you might talk to them and say four. Like, it really is an interesting conversation amongst themselves. I love that.
A little tequila. Sounds like a fun game.
Hey, tequila, just because.
Just because. I was thirsty.
Where can everyone get your book? And when can they send in their little ditties?
Yeah, our audition tapes.
Check out the audition tape. I'm making the invite, I believe, on Instagram here very shortly. Nicole, my right hand, who's probably listening, could maybe throw that up in the chat. The book should be everywhere. Nicole, is it available in Canada right now, everywhere as well?
Books are sold. And then by the time you guys put this out, Matthew, you'll have put on your Instagram the thing about the ditty so you can key it up.
There we go.
All right. Do you prefer a little country, some rap? Do you want some pop, rock?
You can yodel if you want. You can whistle it. You can dance.
All right, cool.
Whatever right, angle you want. Have some of that tequila first.
We will.
Oh
yes.
Get
a loosey-goosey thumb.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. Thanks so much, Matthew.
You're welcome. Good talking to you.
Have a great day.